Do you know that he has his tongue pierced? From your
credit, mommy boobies. And you want to put a
stop to it. When their show comes on, I tune the rest.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, do you think Regis Philbin knows what Facebook is?
No.
But wait, Gelman just announced just now that you can also see your photo online.
Not all, but many, yeah. We're going to put lots of them online.
Are you going to put lots of them or all of them?
Lots of them.
Why
lots
don't you put of all them. Of them on?
Because there's going to be probably 500,000 people in the
That's community. All right. Yeah. Face, the face television, what is it, face TV? What is it called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Face TV?
The channel that has faces.
Channel.
My face.
You're thinking
Facebook.
Are you confusing?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, no, let's talk.
You know what I was talking about? How you adjust your TV? You go to the picture on the clicker and press it, and you'll see you can adjust the screen.
Like the Waltons in this century. Isn't it interesting? We're like, there's a thing called television. And if you press a clicker, magic appears. And fairy dust is sprinkled. And then we can be smaller or wider, depending on what button you push.
You never heard of Face TV?
No.
Face Internet, I mean.
Internet. Face Internet.
You mean Facebook?
Facebook, of course. Why don't you get
Facebook.
With it, will you?
Yeah, you yeah. get with it.
Facebook.
You get with
Facebook,
it.
You get a lot of faces.
Say,
you get a lot of faces.
Not really, but okay.
Face TV.
I don't think you should send us your photo.
Face
don't
Internet.
Teach him a lesson.
Face TV.
What's the channel for that?
What's the channel? You know, Face Internet.
Oh, that was funny.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you'd like to indulge just for a moment. He was also trying to figure out the screen ratio on his TV.
Yeah, right.
Trying to figure out how come when he pushes the button to stretch the picture.
Right, the 1080i, the resolution button.
He appears to be fat.
You know what I did the other night? We got a new TV, and I don't like the way we look on this TV.
Oh, are you like, are we wide?
Yeah.
Mm.
And we come off a little heavy.
Oh, very heavy, yes. We have a wide
And I'm
too.
Saying to myself, I mean, have I gained any weight? I don't think so.
He's so stupid.
And I don't think you have.
No.
Why are we looking so... So heavy.
He's so stupid.
It's because the screen has distorted us.
That's right.
We and you know you distorted.
And if that's the way we look to you now, it's not because of us. It's your screen. It's your screen. And there's a way to reduce it.
Do people tell you in person that you look much
smaller?
Oh, please. Smaller in
oh, person? Please.
Me too.
Now, at this point, I'm watching this show this morning trying to figure out exactly what is this old coot.
This is a man who went out to the store.
Trying to talk about.
With his wife, Joy, bought a high-definition television and hooked it up to rabbit ears.
And the other thing that I just picked up on, it's vanity. Because
yeah.
he's saying,
right.
I'm not really that fat.
And yeah. he probably only picked up on it when he saw his show.
Of course.
Which right. it sounds to me like, well, no. Could he TiVo?
No.
Can he use a DVR?
No, but he has said he watches the show when he's on vacation, but only host chat.
So he's, all right, so he's watching it live when there's a recording, and
right.
he sees himself, he's like, this isn't right. How come I'm, what is this?
Why am I fat?
Okay. Younger?
Yeah.
Younger? Yeah, I
yeah.
get younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know you can reduce the screen. You can pull it back together again.
How do you do that?
There is something on your TV clicker. What do you call
remote.
That?
The remote.
The remote, yeah.
On your clicker.
The clicker. And you know what he did? He probably said, he went to the store and said, I want one of those rectangular sets. Get me the square
do you
one.
Mean flat screen, sir?
I don't know from flat screen. What I'd like would be the rectangular one. The
or
one that's, you know.
We call it the clicker in our house.
Yep. Uh-huh. I do too. And if you press a certain button, you will see the screen then will reduce itself. And
stretch
but then
it
you have like the black bar.
What you want when you see the little numbers on the bottom are 4.3.
Right. That's yeah. the ratio.
Yeah, that's the ratio. 4 to 3.
Not wide or stretch.
Yeah, there you go. And then I.
This is why people, when they get over 60, should not be allowed to drive, much less be on television.
Oh, my God. This is great. He got the whole thing. He got a new television.
Right.
He got a high-def TV.
And we look absolutely
perfect.
The same. No, we look a little better, so thank God.
No, I've been noticing that, too, a lot. That,
yeah, you could do it with your... I'll have to explain it to you another time.
Yeah, you know what I did? Instead of doing all of that, I just stopped watching our show.
Can't take it,
I said, that can't be reality. Click.
But more and more, you know, the TV sets are getting larger and larger, and everybody thinks it's terrific, but I'll tell you, I think the picture is distorted when you get it that big.
He has no idea.
The two pearls of wisdom are, first, he doesn't understand the screen ratio on his new flat-screen TV, and second, he thinks that Facebook is a channel on the Internet called Face TV.
Face TV, or as he said, Face Internet.
Yeah, the Internet
Face Internet. And this is a guy, we've discussed this, that is making tens of millions dollars a year, and he can go out and get someone to come into his home and make it state-of-the-art, but I think he probably says, hey, let's go down there to the, I saw some of the rectangular TVs at Duane Reade.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My name is Rocky Balboa, the Italian Stallion.
Hey, Fred Rogers guy, how you doing?
Can I ask you something?
How are you, Sly?
Are you hungry?
I am starved. Hey, good pull on your part, my friend.
Very good.
I'm starved. How about you, Mike?
I'm very hungry. I'd love a snack right now.
You don't believe it, but maybe the show is over.
No, the show's not over, no.
You mean our show or your show?
Can I ask you something?
I'm hungry.
Want to go to
Bass Fucking? Do I want to go where?
It sounds,
is that a dirty?
Did it sound dirty to you?
Sound like you want to go bass effing.
Want to go to Bass Fucking?
Wow, I'd love to know what that is because it really sounds naughty.
Can't make it out.
Play it again.
Am I talking too loud?
You know, you're just talking in that Rocky Balboa way that's very hard to understand.
Get a job, you punk.
Now, why are you telling us to get a job? We have jobs.
Are you hungry?
Starved. What do you have to eat?
I was just making some popcorn.
Bye.
Okay.
There you go. All
right. All the other different voices telling us that we're hungry.
We fulfilled the obligation, and for that we thank him. Oh, your chance to win some cash here. We'll play one of our after Thanksgiving games in just a moment.
Good.
But first,
Christ.
We have important news about Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, really? Oh, all these people.
B-movie. Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing your B-movie stripes today, Rob?
Buzzes through Israel.
Oh.
Jerry Seinfeld's trip to the Holy Land got so much hype on the evening news, it was mentioned right up there with upcoming Mideast peace talks.
Wow.
Jerry visited Israel for the first time to promote his new animated movie about bees. And he was treated like royalty.
B-movie in Israel.
Newspapers devoted full page to his trip.
Opening in Tel Aviv.
References to his humor crept into serious items in the news.
I can't get a cab.
Amon Abramovitz, Sunday, during
Abramovitz.
Mideast meeting called by President Bush, said, yes, we had a good time. Yada, yada, yada.
We can get all the Mideast leaders together in a room if we watch B-movie.
Anyway, so that's you'll see that. He's
happy for him.
He actually has been treated like the king of the world, seriously.
Trying to drum up business in Israel for B-movie.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that, Mike. Mm-hmm. And then there's this. Radio really has just gone completely, absolutely apology crazy.
Really? What now?
Well, hold on. Keep in mind that our big Homovember show that we did last week went off without a hitch.
Right.
And our thanks to Homo Joe and Blair Michaels and all of our gay friends that came down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the company didn't want us to do it.
Right.
Because
right.
they were so concerned
Chiquita.
That we would offend somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There's a station. It's not a CBS station now. Columbus, Ohio. They've had a parody song that they've played for about 5 years. This is not, all right, this is the original by David Bowie. The Young Americans.
Young Americans.
The song is called Bunch of Mexicans. Okay, he's a
bunch of Mexicans. Describes a group of 14 Mexicans misunderstanding orders at a fast food restaurant, working as landscapers, traveling in packs, and evading immigration authorities. The song, written and performed by Dave Kalin, half of the WNCI Morning Zoo team, Dave and Jenny.
That's a guarantee of being an idiot.
Has aired dozens of times over the last year, but attracted the attention of the Ohio Hispanic Coalition.
Okay.
But it was played on Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, what did the radio station do? Did they say, listen, this is a hot-button issue. Our guys didn't mean anything by this. Mm-hmm. They've played this song for a long time.
Right.
I mean, they didn't. There was no.
How long had the song been played for? Months?
Months.
Okay.
And there were no.
So nobody in management says anything like when the song first comes on the air.
Well, here's why. Because, and I saw the lyrics. The lyrics are like Morning Zoo written. I mean, there are no slurs.
Right.
There are no bad words used. It's just about illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
The song, Bunch of Mexicans. Anyway, so they emailed the radio station,
mm-hmm.
this group emailed the radio station. And said they're considering a boycott. The station is meeting with the Ohio Hispanic Coalition leaders next week. Uh-huh. They have pulled the song off the air, and every hour they're writing an apology.
So they've reacted to that.
Every hour.
By caving, which is what they do in those situations.
Here's the thing. WNCI program director Mike McCoy said he did not consider the song offensive.
Guarantee his name is The Real.
It was intended as a satire on Americans' view of immigrant labor. Why wouldn't you say that to the coalition?
Right.
Why do you got to cave right away?
Because we are in the climate of caving. Cave first, ask questions later.
I know we are, but this is about the most pure milk, you know, white bread morning zoo in
right.
the world.
So this is not over the line edgy or anything like that. That would have
no, it's
you
like,
know, perhaps legitimately offended people.
No, it's a stupid morning zoo.
They just got right. targeted, and they because they probably never have been before.
Yeah.
They reacted in totality, which is, oh my god, we better get that apology on every hour.
That's exactly what
panic, they panic, panic. Do they do anything to the DJs?
The DJs.
The axe normally falls swiftly.
Let me see. WNCI values our listener community enormously. We apologize to anyone offended by the comment. Posted the apology today after reviewing the lyrics of the song. Nope, the DJs just have to keep on apologizing.
Fair enough.
Keep on saying you're sorry.
Yes, sorry. It is a very interesting climate we live in. I guess joking rapidly is becoming unacceptable no matter what the circumstances.
Over the line, guys.
Over the line.
Mm-hmm. And who knew that there were Hispanics in Ohio?
Don, I just got this in.
They are everywhere.
We have a letter. This came from the Jim Nance's Mother Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
They did not like the jokes we were making before about the Dolly Madisons or
hey,
whatever
guys,
those things were called.
Guys, over the line, guys.
JNMC.
That is over the line.
Jim and Nancy Nance.
And tonight, I would never recommend anybody watch The Tonight Show.
Yuck.
Right. But this would be a pretty good reason to set your DVR tonight. Because they're all in reruns,
mm-hmm.
they're going to rerun very old episodes of Jay Leno on The Tonight Show.
Not really old episodes of The Tonight Show,
no,
which I'd really like to watch.
Johnny owns those, or right. The state does.
But they are going to go back, I think, as far as, when did he get the gig, like 1990?
Like September of 92.
Oh, that's when he had the jet black hair with that looked like the one of our crows outside. Just you know, laid one right in the middle of it.
Anyway, if
remember
you want,
when he used to have just that tiny little piece of skunk hair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So it, I think it would be interesting to watch if for nothing else to see what happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll see how his skills as an interviewer have developed too.
See if the jokes changed
because he's always been good at that.
Well, he started out so bad. I think he has gotten better. We'll get to see the return of Ed Hall, the announcer.
Well, and we won't have all the bright lights, right, that they
right,
incorporated later
down.
On in the broadcast.
And also, was it Branford Marsalis was his original band
yes,
leader?
Yes, Branford Marsalis was
who
the band
didn't
leader.
Laugh at anything, even though they did lots of cutaway shots to him. He was always sitting there looking sullen.
Because he didn't want to laugh. He didn't want to be fake.
Right. See, it's already been sold. So if you want something to watch tonight,
mm-hmm.
turn that on. Maybe you get a chance to catch something.
I
heard Al Michaels last night during the Patriots game. Hey, great to see them almost get their asses kicked last night.
Almost.
at one point when the Eagles were making it a real game,
right,
when they went ahead for the final time, it was like 24-21,
mm-hmm,
he said, boy, we got a real dogfight here.
Oh.
And he said, not the right climate to say that, I guess.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right. See,
please calm down. But you know what? On that level, those guys have the the automatic censoring device in there. I think they've got a computer chip that they put in network broadcasters' brains.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm thinking Al Michaels now feels that he can't even make a joke.
Madden say anything about it? Oh, you can say dog fight.
No, but the thing is,
go ahead.
Here's the thing that I noticed. Remember for a while when it was not right to refer to football games or sports as wars and battles and well, that rule is gone down the toilet now.
Sure.
This is the new rule. Whatever the latest PC thing is, whether it be Hispanics in Ohio, whether it be just making an offhanded comment about dogfighting.
Because
on TV.
Michael Vick got involved in dogfighting, they can't say that a game's a dogfight?
Right. And then Willie Nelson wants to make, what is it? He wants to make the state of Georgia, he wants dogfighting to be a felony.
Right. Okay.
Willie Nelson. Here he is right now. Willie Nelson, I hope.
Dogfighting is against the law in Georgia, but the laws are so weak that the beautiful state of Georgia has become a haven for dogfighters from around the country. Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, along with Best Friends Animal Society, and I'm asking my friends and neighbors in Georgia to help close the loopholes in the state's dogfighting laws. It's time to end the senseless torture of man's best friend. Visit FightDogFighting.com today for more information and find out what you can do to help.
Many of the farms that are used for dogfighting currently could be cultivated and used to grow marijuana.
You know why? I'm
Willie Nelson.
That's why I would listen to that man. That man smoked a joint on the roof of the White House.
Yeah,
when Jimmy
really...
Carter invited him to spend the night, he climbed out of the window of the Lincoln bedroom.
Right.
Pretty good Secret Service we had back then.
Who doesn't love old Willie, though?
Climbed out on top of the window, got up on the roof, and smoked the J.
I'm Willie Nelson. If you had not had fallen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think you should get some listeners motivated to write that station and help defend, you know, satire before every special interest group pretty much tears apart all comedy we have left.
Well, you know, what you really got to do is first define who actually is a special interest group in this day and age, because now everybody gets thrown in that equation.
You have a structured organization where you can fire out 3,000 emails. That's all you need. I mean, that is all you need, and they will react to it right now. And I think we're in a climate in the world where that's the type of issue that people pay attention to now, and that's why you have this climate, because we are being distracted from the greater problems that society has. The fact that we have a war, we have a bad economy, it's because, hey, if you pay attention to the fact that, oh, Janet Jackson did that with her boob, hey, we'll be distracted with that. And hey, look, Britney, she doesn't have any panties on getting out of the car. We're distracted. Yippee-yi-yo, kaya. I don't care if I got a great mortgage payment. And when I signed up for it, they said it was going to be $800 a month. And then in 3 years, that'll go, is that $5,000? It'll go up to $5,000 a month. But that's not for 8 years, so hey, look at Britney's crotch. Duh.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
America!
Right on.
Wake up, America. White power.
White power, boys.
Oh, my God.
White power in America.
Yep, white power in the boys.
All right, stop it, Tom.
Tom, are you for white power?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
right
no.
On. Why are you for white power, Tom?
Because I'm sad what happened today with Sam, what's his name?
Sam Taylor?
No.
Sean Huff?
Yeah, Sean with the Redskins.
Sean Huff, yes.
Sean with the Redskins.
That's very sad. We hope he's okay, Tom.
I know he is. I was just talking to Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder's on the way down to Florida now.
Uh-huh. Are you going to be joining him?
Nope.
How are you, Tom?
Good. How you doing?
What did you enjoy for Thanksgiving?
I ate a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
So
who fed you?
I went out and helped the homeless people on Thursday.
Oh, very nice.
Quit talking of yourself in the third person.
Can you imagine?
No, I did not do that, Bobby.
You know
watch
that
it.
I'll get out of here. You know what that is? Seriously, that's like God kicking you in the ass. Imagine that. You're a homeless person. You're waiting in one of those lines.
Right.
And you get up there, and it's time for your food. And he's got a hairnet on.
Yeah. And he's taking out the mashed potatoes with his hands. And not wearing the gloves.
Stuffing, too.
Turkey!
Who wants it?
Turkey.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Well, anyway, why can't we sue those guys who sues all those other people, man? They offending us, man. They're offending me because, you know.
I don't think there's any reason you couldn't have a countersuit if you had an organization that had stones. But
it would have to be, like, in this case, it would have to be Hispanics for Humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really.
Absolutely,
you would have to make a group like that. You would have to write that radio station mm-hmm. and send them a bunch of emails and say, "Hello, we are Hispanics, and we think this is funny."
I mean, this has been kind of a safe haven over the years for people that get jokes.
Yeah,
people that understand it. I mean, you know, people just kind of let everything roll off because they know it's comedy.
Yeah, but
it's funny.
It's going to get so serious, man. You're not going to say hello anymore because you know.
What do you mean, hello there?
Because mm-hmm. if drop the O and hello, that's hell.
You know, it really is getting, okay, it seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what about Rob Spiewak's fixation on the ample bosom of Arch Campbell?
That's offensive, my friend.
Yeah.
That's totally offensive.
The Anti-Arch Defamation Society.
I would like to sing my parody song about Arch's teat, if I may. Driving cab.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just want to speak with Mike about his last statement. I'm glad somebody else finally gets the political politics in this country. It's all misdirection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the whole thing is, and more now than it's ever been. And that's like that. You go back in history. That's what they did back in history. Focus on the all the little jokes that we don't like, and we won't be paying attention to the real stuff. That everything's being screwed up.
Right? Hi, Don and Mike.
Back
show.
Again, man.
Oh, I thought I hung up on
He's
you.
He's back again.
I hung up on you.
Yeah, why'd you do that for?
Because we got a show to do, Tom.
No.
Bye!
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, dear.
So, friends.
He's going to call back now.
Friends, he ain't going to get through because we're gonna play a game now.
Ah.
How was your Thanksgiving anyway, folks? Literally, how was your Thanksgiving? This is a variation of one of the games that we play 8 million different ways. Was there something you really wanted to say to someone at Thanksgiving, and you didn't say it to them? Now, as I mentioned, I had a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Probably because it was only my immediate family that was there.
Right.
There weren't 8 million people all putting their elbows sideways trying to get the gravy and poking you in the head.
Usually they're rather large gatherings where maybe someone says something and you choose not to respond at the particular time.
And thank God this year I didn't feel that hot, boozy breath from the bisexual uncle coming over and lightly tussing my hair, licking on my bald spot.
Yes, everybody's got that particular relative where you would just like to say, please don't do that. It can be a simple thing, can it?
Sure it can.
I mean, like, as simple as, you know, when you come over during every holiday and you give me that little shoulder rub, it really, really creeps me out and your fingers smell.
And you hold your tongue on the holiday because it's the holiday and you want to be polite, you want everybody to get along, but that's past now.
So the name of this is What I Really Wanted to Say on Thanksgiving. And you call us at 877-365-3636. Tell us your tale. Tell us who you wanted to tell off. We'll find one that's good enough. We'll call the person, and we'll let you get it off your chest.
Very good, because now that the holiday's over, all bets are off.
Right.
Oh, and we got, let's see, how about 200 and make it 250 American dollars.
Too fitty.
So if there's something you really wanted to say, and it's best to keep it to family members.
Mm-hmm.
It's best not to bring strangers into this gigantic mess.
No, because you may have some repair work to do next Thanksgiving.
So you call us now and you tell us what it is you wanted to say, and if we get anybody decent, we'll call them and we'll tell them. I don't want to tell you what to say, but I know, in years past, there's at least one person I would have loved to say, it's called halitosis.
Or I had an uncle, God rest his soul, who would tell the same jokes every year.
Tired
he would tell the same jokes to everybody.
And wouldn't you love to say to someone, you know what? I didn't really want to see your vacation photos. Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. And this is really, and then it's just done, and you don't have to worry about it again. Or every year when I sit across from you, I see the cranberry, the turkey, the stuffing, all interspersed, squishing between your teeth. Could you please, would it be so difficult next Thanksgiving? And I wanted to wait till after the holiday to tell you to keep your mouth closed.
That turkey is so dry. Now, these are benign.
Yeah.
These are not
examples.
But they may sound benign. But you know what kind of weight that carries in a family?
A lot.
You know, say seriously. I mean, you know, I know it sounds benign to you, a dry turkey, like a bad bird. When everyone was sitting there, if everybody at the table went, this is absolutely fantastic.
And what even if you wanted to mention something like, let's move it to another genre of life?
Another, yeah.
I just wasn't polite to say this to you at dinner, but none of us think it's a good idea for you to mix booze and pills.
Right. Uh-huh. Or here's one that I think would be the granddaddy of all of them. You know, really had a fantastic time, but for the love of God, what kind of stain serves ham on Thanksgiving?
Or ditch that boyfriend.
Or you could go with a ham thing. How did that go at your turkey-less Thanksgiving, Buzz?
Fantastic. Delicious.
How was your Thanksgiving ham?
It was terrific. It was great.
But if you were to make the call, you would say, you know, for the love of God, it's Thanksgiving, serve turkey.
That would be my family's tradition.
Right.
Sure. And I made one the next day.
And I know that I've also been at plenty of situations where, if given the chance, I would call in and say, listen, I don't really care about grandkids. I don't care about cousins. I want to watch the goddamned football game,
right.
And I don't appreciate being given an attitude just because I'm the first alpha male to pick up my tray and bring it in the TV room.
Or just because I do a radio show for a living, do you think that entitles you to just think that I'm always going to be the one that wants to hear the latest joke that isn't funny?
How about this? Can I tell you something, Aunt Lola? Wow. I could see right down your blouse.
Now, see, that's kind of a positive one, too.
Yeah.
They don't all have to be horrible things. You could say, listen, I just want to say that I know we were talking about Thanksgiving and everything, but I have to say I've admired your bounty for years.
You looked hot. Yeah.
I've watched you grow up in front of my eyes, and I have to say something.
Couldn't say it at dinner.
We're not blood related, of course.
You get Chris Hansen involved here.
No, I'm talking
I've watched you grow up.
No, I'm talking about Bethy Boo.
I know. That's it. We should have gotten Chris Hansen there.
All grown up now.
Oh, my God.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What do you want?
I like rape.
Oh, I don't.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Oh, don't push me in the shower.
It is.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
I wanted to take a shower with you. At Thanksgiving dinner, I didn't even think about eating my cranberry sauce. I wanted to jump in the shower with you.
How about this? Uncle Pete, if you don't stop touching my knee next year, I'm telling everybody.
Or you're going to get like a serving fork in your hand.
Right.
You know, it is infinite, isn't it? It's really limitless as far as what can be said.
Here's another benign one. Hey, Uncle Buzz. We counted every time you went to the bathroom, and we went in, and we felt the soap, and we felt the faucet. You don't wash your hands, dude.
So that begs the question, what was going on? And it could be a question,
sure,
too.
Sure, sure.
I was really curious when you and Uncle Mickey went upstairs right before the football game came on, and you were up there, and you didn't take a nap. What exactly were you doing up there? Because you know that happens on Thanksgiving, too.
Sure. What if it's something like that chick on The Office?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help but notice. Have you had something done to your bosom?
I didn't want to say it. You know what? I got a new name for it. I didn't want to say it at the table.
That's it.
Well, God knows.
That's what it
we've
is.
Helped you out here.
Yeah, I mean, so many different directions this can go, and I'm kind of excited about it.
So let's see what you got at 877-365-3630. Well, that was quick on the music.
Lame.
Hey, I have one.
Okay.
Just one more.
Okay.
Really, and you could say this. I'm really curious. When we all were sitting at the table and we smelled something, was it you? Because we all said it was, but we just didn't tell you.
Table.
Did you break it?
Yeah, that or, you know, even deeper, darker stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. It could be anything.
Did you? We didn't say anything, but we both know that when I opened the bathroom door, I saw you, and then I shut the door, and we both know.
Brad.
You wearing your big pirate. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold. And, of course, eat big, hairy.
I'm a single, successful guy.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.